a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Hurry up, Chrissy, we're gonna be late for the concert. Can't you dress any faster?
I dress very fast.
Well, what's holding you up?
It's the weather.
The weather?
Whether to wear the blue sweater or whether to wear...
Chrissy, we're going to a rock concert, not a fashion show. The only thing those people care about is the music. No one is going to notice what you look like. On the other hand, I'm tone deaf. The funny thing about these binoculars, some parts of your sweater seem closer to me than other parts.
I'm sorry,
let's go. Come on.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi.
Janet, come on.
Oh, boy.
Janet, don't sit down. Don't sit down. A friend at school gave me 3 free tickets to a rock concert tonight.
Oh, no, Jack. After 8 hours on my feet at the flower shop, I just want to sit down and take root.
No.
Oh, you don't want to miss this group, the Dirty Dozen. They're really different. Chrissy, what's so different about the Dirty Dozen?
There are only 9 of them.
I'll get it. Looks like you're staying home tonight, Janet.
Yes, thank you. I'll stay home.
Larry, are you in luck? I got an extra ticket to the Dirty Dozen concert tonight. You want to go?
Life is so cruel.
A simple yes or no would do.
Jack, I got to talk to you.
Larry, I'll stop by tomorrow. I got to run.
Tomorrow might be...
Come on, Chrissy, let's go.
Jack.
Bye, Danny. Bye, guys. Have a good time. Okay, Larry, tell me about it.
Well, you see, I have this friend.
Okay, you have a friend?
Yeah, a good friend. Okay. And he had a date with a gorgeous girl. I mean, on a scale from 1 to 10, she was a 15. The needle went around twice.
Okay, Larry, your friend was out with a girl.
Gorgeous girl.
Gorgeous, excuse me.
Yeah, right. Well, they were having this romantic dinner. Mm-hmm. And from where they sat, they could see the moon beaming through the windshield. Then, after dinner, he got rid of the empty bucket and the chicken bones. He pulled her close to him, and then he started whispering those sweet, sweet nothings in her ear. You know what happened then?
I can guess.
No, you can't. She fell asleep on it.
No.
You can't believe it either, huh? And when she woke up, she told this wonderful, handsome, incredible hunk of a man that she couldn't help but falling asleep because he was so boring.
Well, Larry, maybe your friend is boring. A lot of handsome guys are.
I am not.
You're not? You're this incredible hunk? This man who is handsome and wonderful?
And boring. You forgot boring.
No, I didn't. I mean, no, Larry, you're not boring.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not. Larry. Hey. Hmm? Come on, Larry, that's just one girl's opinion. Come on, I bet you got hundreds of other girlfriends.
Had. Those days are over now. I'd be afraid to go out on a date and have it happen again. I'm washed up.
Come on.
Maybe it won't be so bad without women. I could always take up reading. Where do you go to buy books?
Larry? Larry, snap out of it. You have a lot to offer a girl.
She said I was dumb, too.
Well, Larry, what do you care what that girl says? I mean, I've known you for a real long time, and I think that you're... I think that you are a very special person.
Special?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Sure.
No girl ever said that to me before.
Well, see, now there's your problem. You're just going out with the wrong kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need somebody who's, you know, somebody who's a little more understanding. Someone who's real down to earth.
Yeah. Well, where could I ever find a girl like that?
Oh, Larry, she's probably right under your nose.
Janet. Janet, the things that you have said, you have made me feel so wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad, Larry. But go home and cheer up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Janet?
Yes, Larry.
I'll see you later.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's open.
Hey, Larry, I'm sorry I rushed out on you yesterday.
What are you doing? Just taking down a few pictures.
Oh, gee, your walls look so naked without them. Come to think of it, they look naked with them.
Yeah, well, I won't be needing these anymore. Ta-da.
Are you feeling all right? You got a fever? You sick? Do this. What's wrong with you?
Jack, I have finally met the woman of my dreams.
Again?
I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
I am in love.
Fine. Who is it this time, Larry?
Well, she lives in this building, and I never really noticed her before. Cute face, big brown eyes, short dark hair, sensitive, smart, witty. What's so funny?
No, that just sounded like you're talking about Janet.
I am talking about Janet.
My Janet?
No, my Janet. Her.
You love Janet?
And Janet loves me.
You're putting me on, aren't you?
Uh-uh.
Well, Janet's not your type of girl.
She is now.
What did you do to her?
Come on, take it easy, all right? She's still the same. I'm the one who's changed. Jack, don't you see? I am fed up with those aggressive women always coming on strong.
Yeah, but Larry, wait a minute.
You know what I mean. Always calling you up. Hi, baby. I'm coming over. Warm up the waterbed. Aren't you tired of that?
Well, actually, I never get calls like that. And they climb all over you. I'm telling you, Jack, I am not a love machine.
Janet. Ah. Janet is the kind of old-fashioned, sensitive girl I have been missing all my life.
Now, I know you, Larry. This is just an infatuation. I give it a week. 2 weeks max, then it's over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe this will convince you.
What's that?
My little black book.
It's yours.
Go on, take it.
Gee, I always thought it would be bigger.
Yeah, well, that's just A to F. The other volumes are at my office, along with the appendix and the monthly supplements.
What do stars mean next to the girl's name?
Oh, that's just my little rating system.
Okay. You love Janet. How do you know she loves you?
I have my ways.
What did you do to her?
It was a kiss, just a kiss.
You kissed Janet?
No. She kissed me.
She kissed me?
You tell Janet I'll be down in a little while, okay, buddy?
Okay.
You know, she means more to me than all the 5-star girls in that book.
You got girls with 5 stars in here?
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't try any of them unless you get a complete physical checkup first.
Me? He loves me?
Yeah, and he says you love him.
Oh, where'd he get a stupid idea like that?
From what happened between you last night.
What happened? happened last night?
What? What?
Nothing, Chrissy. Look, Larry was real down on himself, so I just tried to make him feel better.
Looks like you did.
All I did was tell him that he was special and appealing and sweet. You know, I lied a little.
You kissed him.
I did not.
Larry says you kissed him.
I did not kiss Larry. Come on, Jack. Oh, right, yeah. I blew him one little kiss from clear across the room.
You don't know your own strength.
You must have misunderstood him.
He gave me his little black book.
So he gave you his little black book.
Well, what does that tell you?
Debbie Cavanaugh is a 5-star.
Give me that.
Well, what do the stars mean?
Perfect attendance. She was present at every day.
I don't believe any of it. I mean, the whole idea is absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, you tell that to Larry.
I will, next time I see him.
One red rose. One because of your specialness. Red because of your blushing modesty. A rose because of your beauty.
Ah. Larry, I have to tell you something.
Hush. Sweet Janet, no need for words. I can hear what's in your heart.
Well, I hear you.
I know. We'll talk later tonight. I'll pick you up at 7:30, okay?
One of my...
Hush. Tiger.
Chrissy, I felt sorry for him. Look, Larry's in a real vulnerable place right now.
No, he's not. He's in his apartment.
Give me a break, Chrissy. I got a problem here. Come on. Look, I don't want to hurt Larry, but I don't want to lead him on. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Gee, Chrissy, I don't even know what he sees in me.
I don't know either.
Oh, no, Jack, it's cool. I mean, she's absolutely right. Look, I'm not Larry's type. I'm not tall or voluptuous or
easy.
This is a simple case of rebound. Larry wiped out on what he thought was a sure thing, a 5-star, right? So now he's looking for a sweet, old-fashioned, demure, decent type of girl.
In Los Angeles?
Larry thinks that Janet is that sweet, demure girl.
So what should I do?
Well, you've got to show him that you're not what he thinks you are.
She's got to show him she's not a girl?
Help us out, Chrissy. I'm talking about a different type of girl. Now, when Larry shows up tonight, you got to show him a Janet that he doesn't even know exists, a sexy bombshell.
What?
No, you've got to turn him on so you can turn him off. You see? Look, I'll show you how. Okay, you don't know me. Now, you pretend that you're sitting all by yourself at the Regal Beagle. Now, what do you do when a good-looking guy walks in and sits down beside you? Okay. Well,
I'm still waiting for the good-looking guy to come in.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
get serious,
I'll get serious. I'm sorry. I'll be good.
Okay. Dave, you say day, say day, day. Like a memory, like a movie. Well, what do you do?
Me? What do I do?
Yes.
I don't do anything, Jack. You gotta wait for the guy to make the first move.
Wrong. Oh. See, that's who Larry thinks he's in love with. Oh. You know, no, you gotta be an aggressive girl. You gotta make the first move. Look, I'll show you. Okay, look, I'll be the girl, all right? And you be the guy. Okay?
You want me to be the guy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm the guy.
Day, you said day.
I'm good.
Okay, I'll lock him. Okay, I'll lock him. Okay, I'm the guy. Ooh! Hello, big fella. Ooh, mercy. I know it's not Saturday night,
but I've got the fever.
Interested in a nice, meaningless relationship?
Just forget it.
Do you want to get rid of Larry or not?
Yeah, I do.
All right, then just listen to the master. I'm trying to set a mood here, okay?
Okay.
Take the notes.
All right. I'm taking notes. She's nearly ready.
Oh, great. The moment of truth. Hi.
Good evening. I'm calling for Janet.
Sure, come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Get her out here now.
Janet, your date's here.
It's nice weather we're having, huh?
Oh, yes. But it's so unpredictable, yeah?
Yeah. Nice one day, nice the next.
That Janet, you've got a great girl there.
You really like her, huh?
Oh, my intentions are strictly honorable.
Where are you going?
Oh, don't worry, I'll have her back at a decent hour.
Hi, Big Eyes. I hope you like what you see.
Sure, I mean, that is really a, I guess I should have told you we're going to the symphony.
Chrissy and Jack, I'd like to be alone with my man, if you know what I mean.
You lucky guy.
Try not to set off the smoke alarm, okay?
What was that all about?
Isn't it obvious? They sensed it.
Sensed what?
The physical attraction, the love connection, the glandular electricity.
Janet, I brought you a little something. It's just a corsage.
Oh, good. Let's smoke it.
That's a joke. Okay, let me put this on for you.
Oh, no, Larry. It'll just get crushed when I put my loving arms around you.
I don't follow.
You will. When I lead, my men always follow. Ooh! Oh, mercy! Larry, where did you say you were going to take me tonight?
To the symphony.
Oh, let's just forget the symphony, Larry. Why don't you and I just stay here and then we'll let nature take its course?
What?
Oh, come on, Larry. Don't be naive with me. I'm talking about the birds and the bees.
Janet, we're going to miss the overture.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Janet.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Janet.
You're disappointed in me, aren't you, Larry?
Disappointed?
I'm not the girl you thought I was. Darn.
Yes, you are, and more.
What?
You're sweet, sensitive, old-fashioned, and a turn-on besides.
I'll be right back. You wait right there, darling. I'll be right back here.
How's it going? That good, huh?
Yeah. He's all over me out there. You gotta think of another plan, quick.
Wait a minute. We tried his way. Now let's try mine. Come on, Jack.
Well, me, what am I gonna do?
Just do what I do.
What are you gonna do?
It's the same thing you'll be doing, only I'll be doing it first.
Huh? Right, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Where's Janet?
She's in the kitchen making up the guest list.
Guest list? Jack, what's going on?
She knows.
Chrissy?
I'm just calling my dad. He'd be so hurt if we didn't let him perform the ceremony.
Who's getting married?
You and Janet.
Oh, that's nice.
What?
Daddy?
Wait, give me that. Excuse me, sir, that's the wrong number there. Did you say married?
Yeah, oh, I've always wanted to be a maid of honor. We could wear pink dresses.
Wait, hold on a second, Chrissy. Jack, could I talk to you?
Oh, you want me to be your best man, Larry?
Best man, maid of honor. Wait, hold on a second. Aren't you forgetting one very important thing?
Almost forgot the bachelor party. Right, I'll call the guys right now. That'll be so much fun.
Jack, hold on a second. Would you put that phone down now? Come on, I can't have any bachelor party.
Jenna won't mind. I'm going to be giving her a bridal shower. Give me the phone, Jack.
Oh, yeah, listen, I got to go put some signs up at the Regal Beagle. Everybody want to come here?
Jack!
Jack, hold on a second.
Hello, bridal shower people.
Hold it. Everything.
It's no trouble at all, pal.
Yeah, you and Jenna can live here with us.
That is until you buy your little house in Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah. Jenna's always wanted to live in Iowa.
Yeah, she'll have you up every morning at 4 a.m. to milk them cows.
Cows? You mean moo moo?
And sheep. Ba ba.
And children. Da da.
A big family.
And Larry, you're just the man to do it.
Dad, Dad?
You won't be needing this little black book anymore, will you?
No, Jack.
Farewell, Camille Contunio.
Camille Contunio, that's
right. Adios, Sheila Karlinski.
Larry!
Jen!
I want to call it off.
You do?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Janet. I'm terribly sorry, but this just won't work out. I mean, I don't know the first thing about cows.
Cows?
You know, moo, moo. Now, look, yeah,
moo.
Right. Look, kid, you just hang in there, and I am absolutely certain the right man will come along someday. Okay? Well, so long.
Did, but thank you.
Well, wait a second. You know, I helped, too.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Huh? I'm just going down to the Regal Beagle and see if any stars are out tonight.
Excuse me.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.